This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ah, a little rock and roll here, a little rock and roll. It's all good. It's all good. Bill, do the Giants have a winning record?
Giants are 74-77. They are under 500 now.
Okay. So against winning teams, they have total plus 500 teams. They have a losing record. What'd you say they were against the Cubs?
Cubs, Giants, and Rangers. They're 1-12 combined.
So, and the Giants are a losing team then.
They are, in fact, a losing team, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, they have a losing record against plus 500 teams. So, I don't know what all that means when you get to the playoffs, but it's not a good sign. All right, let's go to Jack. You're on WIP.
Yeah,
by the way,
morning,
Jack,
Howard.
Just to let you know, and it's no connection here, Arthur has checked in from jail, so we will. He snuck in, so I'm going to.
What's he back in Arizona?
Yeah, he's in jail in Arizona. He's been in for over a year because he gets in fights out there. So go ahead. So we'll hear from Arthur shortly. Go ahead.
First, I want to apologize to Mr. Albert Pujols. At the time that I voted him that he should retire, he proved me wrong. When you're a man that goes into the 700 club, you deserve nothing but praise.
Yeah, and he's not a cheater. How about that? 700 club, and he's not a cheater.
Yo, man, good for him. Good for him, man. Like I said, I have to apologize. I wanted them to retire like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and now he's in the 700 club. I couldn't be any wrong.
He's probably got, what, high teens and home runs?
Wow, yo, he's awesome, man. Like I said, he proved me wrong. You know, it takes a man to say when you're wrong. He proved me wrong.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, Howard, a couple more things.
Yeah, two last night. That's how he got to 700, yeah.
Wentz, you can do nothing but ever boo that guy.
Okay.
He's a quitter. That's why. He didn't. That's what he did.
But he didn't actually hurt the team.
Yeah, no, it didn't hurt the team. Absolutely, it helped the team. But he quit, period.
Okay, all right, so now here I'm going to... The Eagles have won one Super Bowl in their history. Now, they won championships, but they weren't the Super Bowl. Without Carson Wentz, and I'm not going to defend what he did at the end and the fact that he didn't handle the situation well. I'm not defending him. But my question is, and I won't defend him, without him, would the Eagles have
I'll
a Super Bowl?
I'll never say we wouldn't have won it without him. I'll never say we wouldn't have won it.
Okay, well, who was going to be the quarterback?
Even without him, we would have won it.
And who would have been the quarterback?
I don't care who would have been.
That's a foolish statement, Jack. That's just foolish. That's foolish.
No, it's not. Because at the end of the day, we won the Super Bowl, period.
Okay.
He quit.
That makes no sense. Jack, is there bad air in South Philadelphia right now? Is that what's going on?
Some people say potatoes.
Too much Italian. Too much good smell from all that Italian food down there.
Howard, I keep telling you, I'm Irish French. I'm born and raised in South Philly, but I'm Irish French.
Right.
And another thing, Howard, Bryce Harper came back way too early, man. Your hands in baseball, you got to be able to hold that bat 100 miles an hour fastball.
Man, that's crazy.
I think he came back way too fast.
It's crazy. All right, who's the player that came back to hurt his former team in Philadelphia?
I don't know if I'm following the question directly. I mean, correctly, but I think it was Allen Iverson when he came back to Philly for his first game.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything.
Didn't he light him up for a 30 burger?
I don't think so. We'll check it. We'll check it, Jack. All right.
All right.
All right. Yeah, you have a great day. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Joe, yeah. After you, we're going to play Arthur. So let's go with your call. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think the Phillies can make some noise in the first round of the playoffs, is what I think.
You know, would that be noise with drums or with yelling and screaming or
no,
actually
winning
games?
No, I mean, listen, you got Wheeler coming back, you know, looking healthy. Hopefully we can get Nola pitching well in September. And anything could happen in the playoffs, Howard.
There we go. I love that cliche. Anything can happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we play the Cardinals, do you count us out before we get into the series?
I don't think they beat the Cardinals, but that's their best chance.
Right, right. But do you count us out before the series starts is my question.
No, I don't count, but I do against Atlanta or the Mets.
I do as well. But
okay.
Again,
right.
We go back to that anything could happen, Howard.
I know. That's the favorite cliche. All right, who's the player that came back to hurt?
Well, this is a little outside of the box, but this guy embarrassed an organization, Pete Rose.
Well, he didn't hurt them on the field. That's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at he hurt a lot of organizations. So that wouldn't I appreciate the effort, but that wouldn't work. But
okay, Howard. Well,
thanks, man. You too. All right. Arthur. Still in jail. Is moron, dope, and a nitwit. Can't stop from fighting. But he checked in. Let's hear from Arthur. We got Kyle, you got that?
Oh, genius. This is the criminal calling from Phoenix, Inc. Now, let's keep it real today because it's going to be short and brief. How about them Yankees? And another thing, how come your people in Philly don't even know it's still baseball season yet? All they want to talk is Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. It's baseball season. Now the next day to ring on your parade. How about the New York Giants? Could you say this first place New York Giants? Correct. And your Eagles are going nowhere. And to all the Philly fans, God bless America. God bless the New York Yankees. Later, dope.
All right, nitwit. All right, first of all, Phoenix is not incorporated. I didn't know that Phoenix incorporated. So that's number one. The Giants will not finish in first place. So enjoy it while it lasts. And Monday night, it's like don't even pay attention to the game. Like, you can't root for either one of those teams. You cannot root for either one of those teams. And Arthur's still in jail, and because he's such a dope, I wouldn't be shocked. He's supposed to get out, I think, later this month or early October, unless he gets into another fight. Moron. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I got a feeling that Carson's going to have a good game against us, and I think whoever holds the ball in last possession is going to win the game. I'm not a fan of taking the points.
So are the people in Sea Isle with you on board that you wouldn't lay the points?
Nah, I got a couple guys on my job site put like 500-600 on the Eagles, and I'm trying to talk
them. Oh, my God. Yeah,
I mean,
you can't put that much on and laying points. They may cover, but I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I'm thinking 90% sure we're going to win. But my two concerns are, of course, can have a good game, and I think the reason why, and I have 2 points, is that we are not getting any pressure. I don't care what they say. We're not getting Buddy Ryan pressure. We're not getting Jimmy Johnson pressure. That's what we're used to. We're used to slapping them guys down in the pocket.
I'm going to give you something. Pressure is important. Sacks may be overrated, and here's what I'm going to tell you.
Right.
When they were four, remember when they were 4-11-1? You know they were third in the league in sacks? They were third in the league in sacks. What good did it do them? They were 4-11-1. So
it's
the,
offense?
It is the pressure. There's no question. You got to, and there's certain quarterbacks who you got to be careful that don't. They don't get rid of the ball quickly. Then you can you can do that. It's situations, and that's what Jonathan Gannon said the other day. Situations present that. So,
of course, it's a perfect example to get some pressure, or really pressure. Because
You got to pressure Carson Wentz. He gets rid of the ball, he can get rid of it quickly, but sometimes by trying to make a play, he holds on to it too long. All right, who's your player that came back to hurt the Phillies?
I think he's a
not the Phillies, but any team, any Philly.
Yeah, I think he's a personal friend of yours too. I'm going to say Charles Barkley.
You know what? That's actually not bad. I don't know what he did against the Sixers, but he played great.
Oh no, he beat him up a couple times when he came back with the Suns.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, he almost stepped on one of our guys. I forget. I remember there.
It's not a bad thought. All right, Tom. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to come back. With Mark Lawrence to take a look at the weekend football. All right. 215. Well, actually, we'll try to get some people in at the end, so there's no reason to give you the number. We'll come back with Mark Lawrence, take a look at the college, the pros, see what he thinks about the Eagles here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. And here's what's happening at Borgata. Now is the time to experience everything Borgata has to offer. And I want to thank them for the birthday cake for Bill Matz. My producer on site, who has a birthday tomorrow. Nice, nice birthday cake prepared by the pastry chef here, Deb Pellegrino. You can also experience luxurious hotel rooms, award-winning restaurants, exciting nightlife, big-name entertainment, all just steps away from a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa does not stop. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's, get this number, $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion. It goes on now through October 31st. Play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like coach watches, JBL speakers, cash, free play, and more. Great, great, great place. Plus, two lucky winners will win a 2022 Lexus RX 350 at the grand prize drawings. And the first drawing is today, which is September 24th. And the second drawing will be on October 31st. So there's so many good things. The rest of everything. Everything is sensational. For additional details, check them out, theborgata.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.